So how much to tax ready-to-drink cocktails is on the agenda of state lawmakers next week?
The canned or ready-to-drink mixed cocktails became popular during the pandemic when bars and restaurants offered mixed drinks to go. Currently, they're taxed at the higher rate for liquor rather than the lower rates for beer or wine. Monica Pierce of the 10th Ward Distilling Company in Frederick says it's unfair because often these drinks have lower alcohol content.
You could, for example, get a 16-ounce IPA at 12%. That's going to get you drunker than my 8.4-ounce can at 7%. It really depends on what's in the can, but because we're a distillery, we're just taxed higher.
The bill, one of several alcohol-related bills the House Ways and Means Committee is considering in a hearing Tuesday. Robert Lang, WBAL, News Radio 1090 and FM 101.